Changes were abound in the past few weeks here in Kansas City, significant changes. Corner Stanford Rout was waived. Defensive mainstay Glenn Dorsey was placed on IR. Charismatic and outspoken lineman Sean Smith was re-signed. And Romeo Crennel, best known for his talents as a defensive mind, relinquished that role and handed it to linebackers coach Gary Gibbs. And last Monday, those changes seemed to spark a competitive Monday night battle. The Chiefs entered last week's primetime matchup as one of the league's biggest mysteries, a team that was packed full of talent, promise, potential, but has underdelivered in all but one game in the 2012 campaign. As perplexed as its faithful fan base, the team, too, could not shake the feeling that each and every game that passed was another missed opportunity and another bundle of questions that would need to be answered. Determined to shrug off their challenging start to the season, they entered Pittsburgh with the mindset that on any given Sunday, things could change. And things almost did change in front of a national audience in one of the league's toughest and most hostile venues. The Chiefs jumped out to an early lead and held strong. The game was a back-and-forth battle, a good old-fashioned melee, and at times, the defense played foolish, and others, brutish. Gary Gibbs' defensive scheme held a Steelers squad that had eclipsed the century mark in rushing for the past 3 weeks, holding them to a mere 95 yards on the ground on a hefty 29 attempts. The defense played with pride. Gibbs' pass defense, which bent only a few times during the night, also did their fair share of work, locking down on the opposition's quarterbacks and containing them to a stingy 50% completion ratio. It's all for naught, some might say. The team comes home with yet another loss and more questions. But playing the Steelers that fearlessly at Heinz Field may be a nod to the play calling, as well as a nod to a defense that at times this season has shown flashes of its blue-collar roots. The defeat in Pittsburgh, although another check in the loss column, was evidence that this team is not done competing just yet. With a three-game homestand and a mindset that won't allow them to lay down, the Chiefs have yet another opportunity. They have the opportunity to build on the shifts and changes, whether it's in personnel or philosophy, that may have sparked a new attitude in the team that's looking for answers from week to week.